Let's talk about Bill Clinton and the Lolita Express. It seemed to be something that mainstream media, which is all the media, does not want to report on. Now, in the first segment of the show, we talked about Democrats focusing on the woman card against Donald Trump because that's all they got left. Everything else hasn't worked. The you know, banning Muslims, building the 10-foot wall, whatever the hell it is. Fourth grade speaking level. I mean, the list goes policy, too short of answers. All those things don't work. So they go, all right, we got to pull out all the things he said on comedy shows. We got to pull that out now. We got to pull out all the things that he said on comedy shows. I'm surprised they don't go to some of the Comedy Central roasts, because I know Trump did one or two of them, and I'm sure he said something disparaging about somebody during the roast. Or would that be too much comedy? Like, people are the Democrats just banking on everybody knowing Howard Stern today as the America's Got Talent Howard Stern? Is that what they're banking on, where people go, Howard Stern is a legitimate interviewer? He doesn't have a comedy show. He doesn't do anything. He's on America's Got Talent with that fun, lovable Howie Mandel, who does the imitation of Bobby and wears a rubber glove on his head and looks like a chicken. Is that what they're banking on? Is that what they're banking on? It's a comedy show. Do you understand that? It's a comedy show. That's what Stern is, a comedy show. When you go on Stern, you engage in comedy, you engage in crazy things. Do you understand that? Yes. Okay. Now, that's the only thing they got in their bag. And now the other aspect, and I don't, and I guess, could, well, yeah. I mean, the same people that control the media, the same people that are the voices of the media are Anderson Coopers. So they are stupid. They are stupid. Because you can't keep the subterfuge of Trump and women, Trump and women, Trump abusing women, Trump, blah, 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 blah. You can't keep that subterfuge up long enough and ignore the Bill Clinton and the Lolita Express stories. You can't. I get it. The Lolita Express and Jeffrey Epstein story bubbles up, or the Bill Clinton giving $2 million to the Energizer. Yeah, that comes up. All right, we got it. We got a Trump story. Boom. He called this ex-Playboy playmate a third-rate hooker. Okay, boom. That we got. Okay, we have this made-up New York Times article where we're just going to put words in girls' mouth. Boom. Okay, now we got this ad that quotes Howard Stern, boom. Okay. Eventually, eventually, listen to me. Eventually, these things are going to wear thin. Got 6 months, all right? You can't suppress Jeffrey Epstein. You can't suppress it forever. Can't suppress it forever. So a new report came out. No one except for, of course, Fox is talking about. And only one or two of the shows are really talking about it. They're not really examining it. But a report has surfaced, and it's legit, it's real, it's not some crazy conspiracy, Alex Jones-style report or anything like that, but that Bill Clinton, who was very, very close to Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm not talking about close where you see him at the same club. People have said, well, Donald Trump knew Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, he would go to Mar-a-Lago. Okay? And what's... was Donald Trump on Jeffrey Epstein's plane 26 times? No. Okay, thank you. But our former president of the United States was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane 26 times. And out of those 26 times, 5 of those times, the Secret Service did not come along. Now, those of you who are in the cloud somewhere and don't know the Jeffrey Epstein story, basically this was a multi-millionaire who liked little girls. Like little girls. Like 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. And he would have them travel with him. He would have them travel with him. And they would massage his feet. They would give him massages. They would give him... they would masturbate him. They would do nasty, dirty, filthy things. Now, two women who worked for him also helped him round up these girls, get sex slaves. Okay? One was named Sarah Kellen, and the other one was Giselleyn Maxwell. And Giselleyn was Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend. So these two girls helped get these children for Jeffrey to travel and perform sexual activities with him. And they were all under the age of 15 years old. So this guy was Bill Clinton's best friend. Bill Clinton traveled with Jeffrey Epstein 26 times. And 5 of those times, the Secret Service did not accompany Bill Clinton. So you would say, why is that? Why is that? Why would the Secret Service not accompany a president of the United States 5 times? If they were with them all the other times, what was going on with these 5 times that they were not with him? Like, why? Where was he going where there was a threat to the President of the United States that he would need a full security detail, But then, these five times where he was traveling with Jeffrey Epstein on the Lolita Express was so secure and so safe that he didn't need Secret Service detail. Guys, does that seem strange to you? Does that seem... I don't know this for a fact, but I mean, let's kind of, you know, dot some I's here. And think about this. And this just shows you how much the media is in the bag for Hillary Clinton. And more than that, how much the media is just oozing with Democrats. Like I've said before, the one thing, if at the end of all of this, Trump has flushed out, is that the media is controlled by Democrats. You've always heard this, but everybody would say, oh, that's just, conservative conspiracy talk. No, it's legit. When the New York Times and CNN are spending 2 and 3 days talking about stuff that happened with Trump some 20 years ago, talking about an ex-girlfriend from 25 years ago, when they're spending days discussing Howard Stern interviews from 12 years ago, and again, Howard Stern, a comedy show, and things that Trump has said on a comedy show, when they're discussing this and they're not talking about stuff that happened a few years ago between Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, and the fact that he's traveling 26 times on this Lolita Express, and the woman who was helping Jeffrey Epstein underage girls was also at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. This Ghislaine Maxwell was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. So after Jeffrey Epstein pled guilty, and it was a deal that basically let Ghislaine Maxwell off, Sarah Kellen off, and didn't go after co-conspirators. And part of the co-conspirators were Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Alan Dershowitz. This deal that was made, which let everybody off, Dean went to jail and only did a year plus for having sex with children. This woman was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. And no one talks about it on CNN. No one talks about it on MSNBC. I mean, guys, this Ghislaine Maxwell and Sarah Kellen, there's affidavits, there's indictments, there's so much paperwork involving these women and their connection to Jeffrey Epstein and procuring children so he could have sex with. And this woman is at Chelsea Clinton's wedding years later. And it's not on CNN. It's not on MSNBC. It's not in the Daily Beast. It's not on the front page of the New York Times. Think about this. The New York Times runs an article. Okay? They run an article, and the front page is about Trump and a girl he dated 20-plus years ago. That's their front page story. But Bill Clinton flying around with Jeffrey Epstein without Secret Service on 5 different occasions is not a story. The fact that the Clintons, or I should say Bill Clinton, is still chummy with Ghislaine Maxwell is not a story. I mean, guys, we're not talking about an individual. We're not talking about an individual who happened to fool around on his wife with an 18-year-old girl. We're talking about an individual who was having sex with 12-year-old girls. And he had a girlfriend named Ghislaine Maxwell and an assistant, Sarah Callan, that were colluding with him. Colluding with him. And this isn't a story? This isn't a story? Imagine if this was Trump. Imagine if this was Trump. It's unfathomable. It's unfathomable. It really is. It's unfathomable. And you hear these pundits bashing Trump. Well, did you look at the new ad? We're gonna have women mouthing the insults that Trump is. Look at it. And here's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton having a woman who is getting children for a billionaire to have sex with. And Bill Clinton is hanging out with the guy. Listen, for Bill Clinton to travel with this guy 26 times, and out of the 26 times, 5 of those times, he goes without Secret Service protection, means to me that Bill Clinton was doing dirty things with little kids on that airplane. Okay? Connect the dots. Connect the effing dots. You got New York Times reporters putting words into girls' mouths. So you read a story and go, oh my gosh, that girl said that. That girl felt that way. Oh my gosh. And then the girl goes, I didn't say that. That's completely misconstrued. It is messed up what they did. If they could get away with that, how the hell can you not get away with reporting on this and saying, all of these are facts, and from all of these facts, we then must assume that Bill Clinton did not have Secret Service protection 5 of these times, because he didn't want Secret Service. He didn't want technically police. If Secret Service seen a 12-year-old child engaged in sex, they would actually have to stop that. They would have to stop that. They would have to say, oh, time out. Oh, we can't be, you know, part of this whole pedophile thing. We can't be part of this. It's different when they're of age. But when they're kids, we can't do this. So those 5 times when Epstein told Clinton, hey, going to have some special treats. Going to have some special treats on this plane ride. Bill Clinton said, oh, okay. That's what I come away with when I hear 26 trips with Secret Service protection, five of those trips without. That's what I get out of it. And CNN doesn't report on any of this. MSNBC. God. Panel after panel after panel. They bash Trump. Bash. And this doesn't seem to be a story for anybody in the media. I mean, seriously? Ghislaine Maxwell. She's listed as a co-conspirator. She's part of this case. She was part of this case. Virginia Roberts, who's at the center of this case, the girl who is underage at the center of this case, knows Ghislaine Maxwell. And there's a lot of details that involve this woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Sarah Kellen, for it to all be just made up lies. And this woman is at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. And that's not a big deal to the media? Please, talk about being in the bag.